I'm Chris Lawrence with the DNR Wildlife Resources Report. This weekend, we celebrate the traditions of hunting and fishing in West Virginia with the annual shindig at Stonewall Jackson Lake State Park. We'll talk a little more about it right after this. Part 2 of the DNR report in 3, 2, 1. This weekend is National Hunting and Fishing Days, and as usual, the DNR is planning a big event over Saturday and Sunday at Stonewall Jackson Lake State Park in Lewis County. Krista Snodgrass at DNR explains what this is all about.
It's a time for everybody to come together to celebrate the hunting and fishing, the tradition that's been going on, you know, for many years. It's also a time for us as DNR staff to talk with the people that we work with the most, and if they have any, you know, questions or concerns they would like to talk to a DNR staff but just doesn't know when or where, this is the place that you can talk to them. Of course, it's also just a time, a great hands-on activity. A lot of times people that come to National Hunting Fishing Days, this is the only opportunity they have in participating in some of the activities that we offer, if it's, you know, if it's shooting a gun or shooting a bow or even fishing for the very first time.
As usual, there'll be exhibition shooting demonstrations with the return of some favorites.
We have Byron Ferguson, who's coming. He's the he does some really cool things with the bow. If you haven't seen him, he definitely is somebody you don't want to miss out on.
And some really cool new stuff.
We've got a lot of new things coming this year. We have the Gold Brothers coming. They're exhibition shooters. They do some really cool things. They do, like, push-ups and shooting, and it's just really, if you saw Tom Knapp last year, I'm sure that this show will be the same or if not better. We also have Curtis Fleming is going to be coming on Sunday to have a meet and greet, so you can stop by and chat with him. Of course, we always have the Outdoor Youth Challenge going on, and this year we're expecting our largest crowd we've ever had.
And Krista says as the event continues to grow, it continues to set the standard for outdoor shows in America.
We're still the second largest hunting and fishing day celebration across the U.S., and we're still the largest outdoor hunting and fishing show in West Virginia.
Hours are Saturday 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. and Sunday 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Also, I'll be there to emcee the closing ceremony Sunday, so stick around for that. Admission $6 for adults under 15, get in free. Plus, hang on to your ticket. The Wildlife Federation will be doing a drawing every 15 minutes for a brick of 22 shells. It's all this weekend. Take the Roanoke exit off I-79 in Lewis County and follow the signs. I'm Chris Lawrence with the DNR Wildlife Resources Reports.